WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall WMAL.
Listening on your terms has never been easier.
This is stunning.
Get breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
It's important.
Available now in the App Store, Google Play, or Android Market.
At the Big Screen Store, big game savings start now. Get a Samsung 85-inch 4K TV for just $29.99. Whoa, an 85-inch Samsung 4K for just $29.99? That's big. Or get a curved Samsung 65-inch 4K TV for just $9.99.
Now that's a great price.
The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Want a new home theater to watch the big games? We've got that comfy cinema seating and an amazing selection of home theater furniture you've always wanted.
You got to check out the Big Screen Store.
Big game savings start now only at the Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a zero-res clean and save. Book at zeroresdc.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's J.R. Russ in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Bill, the major roadway is still looking pretty good so far this morning. A reminder that wind advisories are up for high-profile vehicles. If we've got a crash reported now in Fort Washington, Livingston Road at Chalfont. Police are on the scene there, and crews are still working an accident in Anne Arundel County, Solomons Island Road near Mount Zion, Marlboro Road. Water main breaks, Leesburg Pike and Falls Church between Carlin Springs and Columbia Pike, and also Northwest D.C., 27th Street closed between K and Virginia, also affecting the northbound lanes of Rock Creek Parkway at Virginia Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wind chills below zero this morning. Wind chill advisor will expire around midday. Mixed clouds and sunshine. High temperatures only 21. Wind chills below zero. Winds gusting over 40 miles an hour. Air temperatures in the single digits tonight, and another wind chill advisor. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 11 in Herndon, 9 degrees in Damascus, 14 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Davison Invention Services. Get a full list of this morning's weather-related closings and delays at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Joining us in half an hour is Derek Cohen. He's the director of Right on Crime. We'll discuss Jeff Sessions' new pot policy with him. At 7:05, it's Kirk Cox, the Virginia House of Delegates Speaker Designee. 7:35, Gary Byrne, former Secret Service officer. 8:05, Ken Cuccinelli. And at 8:35, Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel. I'm Mary Walter, here with Vince Colonies.
Good morning. The President of the United States has deployed a new nickname. Remember Lion Ted? Low Energy Mitt? I mean, so many good...
Low Energy Jeb.
Oh, Jeb. This Jeb. Was Jeb was Low Energy.
It was Jeb, yeah.
What was Mitt? Mitt had one, didn't he?
I don't remember. Then, there's so many.
No, yeah, they're all...
Lion Hillary.
Lion Ted. Lion Ted. Crooked Hillary.
Crooked Hillary, that's it. Crooked
Hillary.
Yeah,
everybody's gets a nickname. Steve Bannon has joined the ranks of people who've earned nicknames. I think you have to basically be an opponent at some point of the president in order to earn a nickname, and that's what happened here. It's Sloppy Steve. Sloppy Steve. Here's the president last night, 7:52 last night, tweeting the following about this new book out from Michael Wolff, which, by the way, the publisher has pushed to today, being released overnight, so now it'll be available in bookstores and online. This book, which again is based on access to the White House, all these people that he interviewed, particularly, it appears, Steve Bannon. Bannon in that book getting the week started hot with these excerpts coming out in which he calls Don Jr.'s meeting with Natalia Veselnitskaya treasonous and unpatriotic. Also part of that meeting, Jared Kushner, Paul Manafort. Steve Bannon now persona non grata in Trump world, but now being called Sloppy Steve by the president. Here's the tweet from last night. Quote, I authorized zero access to White House. Actually turned him down many times for author of phony book. I never spoke to him for book full of lies, misrepresentations, and sources that don't exist. Look at this guy's past and watch what happens to him and Sloppy Steve. Now, the implication here being, well, the Steve Bannon portion appears to be true. In terms of Steve Bannon making those statements, Bannon not denying them, having a lot of time to do that, instead calling the president a great man. In fact, the president acknowledged that Steve Bannon called him a great man. Cut three here. This is Trump being asked yesterday about that betrayal and his later statements.
Did Steve Bannon betray you, Mr. President?
Thank you.
Any words about Steve Bannon?
I don't know. He called me a great man last night, so, you know, he obviously changed his tune pretty quick.
After Trump dropped a Moab on him, this whole, he has like this multi-paragraph statement disavowing Steve Bannon, saying that not only did he lose his job from the White House, but he lost his mind. So there's that. Now, and what that's led to is a bunch of questions about Steve Bannon's future as well, and his role sort of, you know, in the Trump movement, and particularly Breitbart, the website the guy heads up right now.
Whether Steve Bannon likes it or not, his wagon is hitched to Trump's star. It just is, whether he likes it or not. And so doing what he did, I just heard commentator after commentator yesterday say the same thing. What was he thinking when he did this? What was he thinking? And you're right, there was no denial from Bannon yesterday, and that's probably because the author says, I've got tapes. I taped every interview. I got the tapes. So Steve Bannon can't say he didn't say it if he did, because there are tapes now out there to be able to prove or disprove what he is saying.
There is a report that from Bannon allies, this is in The Hill, that Bannon had, well, on Wednesday, was about to actually issue a statement praising Donald Trump Jr., the guy who he accused of treason, and disputing the quotes from Michael Wolff, that he was preparing to do that very thing. But then as soon as the president released his own statement going after Bannon, Bannon gave up on it.
Well, he can release all the statements he wants praising Donald Trump Jr. The fact of the matter is he's reinvigorated the left by saying that what Donald Trump Jr. and Jared Kushner did by sitting in Trump Tower with a lawyer to talk about the Magnitsky Act.
Right.
Is treasonous.
Well,
he's just created a huge problem. He can release whatever statement he wants. Those comments are out there, and apparently there's tape to back it up.
Right, so. And there's the point. There's reporting out there that Michael Wolff has recordings of a lot of the conversations that he's had, but particularly with Bannon. So Bannon's got to obviously tread carefully if he's about to dispute something that is actually on tape somewhere, and that could be released. Anthony Scaramucci made a reappearance, of course, the famous...
He is slowly dipping his toe back in the
water. Most famous of the White House communications directors, although also the shortest-lived. He was on MSNBC yesterday, had an interesting interview. And here's him talking about what to do with Steve Bannon.
So there's two things you can do with a guy like that. You can either excise him and shun him, which I don't think is the best recommended strategy, or you can tell him to knock it off and bring himself back into the fold. What I said about the guy 6 months ago and what the president said about him yesterday, that he's focused on himself and he's focused on his own brand. Okay, that's a foolish way to be if you're trying to create functionality and you're trying to help the president pursue his own agenda.
Well, there it is. Self-interest is Steve Bannon's downfall in Anthony Scaramucci's mind. He has not been shy about attacking Bannon from the moment he left the White House. He's been very vocal about it. In fact, while he was still in the White House, that's actually what got him fired.
Yeah.
When he told Ryan Lizza about the naughty things that Steve Bannon would do to himself.
Well, what was that? You want to tell me?
I'm not sure we can say it on the air.
No, but he's right. He's going to be shunned. That's the only option at this point. You can't bring him back into the fold. You can't tell him to knock it off. It's already the horse is out of the barn. What's done is done. Now, how the president reacts to this, I think that Steve Bannon is headed towards, you know, Siberia, basically Trump's version of Siberia.
Now,
he's done.
Yesterday, of course, this comes up in the White House press conference. Reporters asking about the relationship between President Trump and Steve Bannon, whether or not the two men are close. Here is Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
I'm not aware that they were ever particularly close. I would certainly say that they've spoken a few times since he left the White House, but it's not like there were regularly scheduled calls or and certainly no meetings between the two of them.
Also, further questions about whether or not the White House is trying to, quote, tiptoe through all of this. Here's her, Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
I think it's pretty clear. I don't think we have been tiptoeing around our feelings on this. It's completely tabloid gossip full of false and fraudulent claims. And I would refer you to the president's attorneys on what that looks like in the court of law.
Right. And the president's attorneys attempting to stop the release of this book, but the book is pushing forward. I did see some people questioning the wisdom of the White House and the president even threatening lawsuits against a book like this, because the effect of it is makes it a bestseller, and that's where it is now. It is a bestseller in the United States.
Well, they had to know they couldn't stop that. They couldn't stop the release of this book. You can't. And I, you know, as for defamation, if there are, it's honestly, the president's a public figure, number one, but apparently you can defame public figures. But number two,
it's a higher bar.
But is this not a lot of this Bannon's opinion? What was said in this book is the opinion of a lot of people. I can really think that what you did was treasonous doesn't make it so. I can think that I can think that you're just a total jerk.
But it has earned him some invites to have testimony on the Hill now. Additionally, Rebecca Mercer, the woman who backs Steve Bannon and Breitbart, has rejected Steve Bannon outright. She's issued a public statement, a rare one, rejecting him, although she's still involved in Breitbart, but she's distancing herself entirely from Bannon. Bannon's name and whether or not he should be involved with Breitbart also came up in the White House press briefing.
Should Breitbart part ways with Steve Bannon after the comments in his book?
I certainly think that it's something they should look at and consider.
You heard it from the White House, 6:15 now on WMAL.
Time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, J.R. Russ is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And the major roadway is still looking pretty good so far this morning. Wind advisories are up for high-profile vehicles. However, Maryland, an accident on the BW Parkway southbound at Route 100 being cleared coming out of Baltimore. Fort Washington, Livingston Road at Chalfont, an accident with police on the scene. Water main breaks in Falls Church. Leesburg Pike west between Carlin Springs and Columbia Pike. And northwest, 27th Street closed between K and Virginia, also affecting Rock Creek Parkway at Virginia Avenue. And numerous bad traffic lights. Northwest 16th at Military, Greenbelt Road and Walker Drive, and Hyattsville, Landover Road and Annapolis Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We have a wind chill advisory in effect until noon today, then another wind chill advisory in effect from 6 o'clock this evening until noon tomorrow. Today, windy, a mix of sun and clouds, a high of 21. The winds, 30 miles an hour, could occasionally gust to over 40. Tonight, clear, low of 9. And then tomorrow, mainly sunny, a high of 21. Again, windy, winds of 25 miles an hour, could again occasionally gust over 40 miles per hour. Currently in our nation's capital, it is 14 degrees with a wind chill of minus 4. And this traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning.
You've put it off long enough. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. So call someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid. And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
A little bit more about this. You know, I mentioned before Steve Bannon's primary backing, meaning Breitbart's primary backing. The Mercers have funded so much through the years for Breitbart and for Steve Bannon. By the way, that was a secret at one point. It was not people. There was speculation that the Mercers were involved with Breitbart. Eventually, that came out in public. That was confirmed. And now you're seeing them backing away publicly. Here's the statement from Rebecca Mercer. Quote, I support President Trump and the platform upon which he was elected. My family and I have not communicated with Steve Bannon in many months and have provided no financial support to his political agenda, nor do we support his recent actions and statements. They were upset in part over the Alabama stuff with Roy Moore. That's been reported. Also, there's some reporting from the New York Times that their split from him has been so complete, they say, and, quote, so bitter, that they actually cut off funding for Bannon's private security detail, which they had been funding. They've been funding a security detail for the guy as well. They're also financial backers. They have been in the past of Milo Yiannopoulos, but I think they also had cut that off in the wake of some of his own scandals.
Yeah, it's interesting to see that, and it just... again, begs the question, what happens to Breitbart? What happens to Steve Bannon? I can't imagine that Breitbart's going to continue with Steve Bannon. I just can't imagine that.
Well, I don't know how you plow ahead sort of as a website for quote-unquote deplorables, and when you have a situation where, you know, the president of the United States outright despises the guy who runs your site, who believes that he's nothing but a cheap opportunist. That's sort of untenable, so they're going to obviously have to reckon with that somehow.
Absolutely, and again, you talk about deplorables. People voted for the president. They didn't vote for Steve Bannon. And he came in pretty late in the game. People voted for President Trump. The people who support him, his base, like him. They like his policies. Steve Bannon, when he left the White House, was his goal was to be a conduit for those policies and to support those policies in the president.
Well, what you're saying, though, is, I mean, it's literally true, meaning that they supported Trump in an election and not Steve Bannon. That's totally true. But I don't think we should get lost in this, that this is not Trump's support is not merely, and almost even not as a majority matter, about Trump himself.
No.
It's about the ideas he represents. It's about sort of the rejection of Washington as a swamp. It's about the rejection of political correctness. It's about rejection of always doing things the same way, of having two parties who far too often look the same, who have the same output, who at the end of the day produce the same exact thing, who grow the size of government, who grow corruption, who benefit themselves financially from all of this, who take advantage of the system. The thinking behind the Trump voter was not about Trump the man, as entertaining and as amusing as he could be at any given time, or as inspirational as he could be on the campaign trail at any given time. It was about the ideas that he represented, and that should not get lost here. And that's the reason why, by the way, Steve Bannon was important to the Trump White House, or at least a lot of people saw it that way, because even though many conservatives knew who Steve Bannon was, which is an opportunist, somebody who, again, the delusions of grandeur thing. This is an open secret among conservative circles. They did see value in him because he had an ideological importance. He was hewing to those ideas, the ones I just referenced, the ones that got Donald Trump elected. And that's why Bannon had importance in the White House when he was there. Mm-hmm. But clearly, even while he was saying things like he did to Michael Wolff. And that is a tremendous problem and the reason that President Trump just tried to excise him entirely from the conversation.
No, absolutely. I'm curious to see, though, because the president has said that he did not have conversations with Michael Wolff. So I'm curious to see if tapes now emerge that say, oh, no, yes, he did. Because I think that hurts his credibility a lot if he says, I never talked to this guy. I never talked to this. He says he talked, but I never talked to this guy. If we then find out that there are tapes that, yeah, you did talk to him, you did sit down with him to be interviewed for this book, I think that's a problem then. That's just me, though. Are you going to buy the book?
I will read it. It's going to end up on my desk somehow. I'm not sure if I'll buy it, but I might, yeah.
See, I can't give this guy money. It's just like I wouldn't buy Donna Brazile's book. I'm not going to give her money.
I might.
I'll wait till it winds up in the discount bin. You know what I mean? The 60% off, and then maybe.
Well, every book shows up discounted. I think this one, too. It's already there. More on this. 622 on WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Tuesday in Springfield or Thursday in Gaithersburg. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for our radio listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
You know, I got personally bed matched at Mattress Warehouse, my husband and I. It was a wonderful experience. I will tell you, you lay on this mattress, at the computer figures out your body weight, the weight, your weight distribution, the whole bit, spits out a list of 5-6 mattresses that are perfect for you. It saves you so much time. The guy that helped us, Roy, was wonderful. And he said something. He said, you know, too many people focus on buying a mattress instead of the right mattress. And he's so right, because the right mattress is an investment in your health. You get a good night's sleep, you feel fantastic. And right now, you can save up to 60% this week at Mattress Warehouse with the floor model clearance sale. Mattresses starting at just $79. They're in stock. They're ready for you to take home today. They're also Tempur-Pedic's elite retailer. So they make Tempur-Pedic more affordable with payments as low as $22. $22 a month. Get a free memory foam mattress with the purchase of a Somos Beds adjustable base, or save up to $900 on select mattresses. Get bed matched at a Mattress Warehouse near you. Visit sleephappens.com for locations.
You have no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
Dr. Will Sauvay at Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment, because so many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
Wondering which 401k is right for you, Roth or traditional? Remember, you have choices when saving for retirement. Choosing wisely could make thousands to hundreds of thousands of dollars difference for you down the road. Your financial advisor can help you decide which retirement savings vehicle works to your best advantage. Hi, this is Greg Smith from the Wise Investor Group. We manage investments for our clients and would be happy to help you with your retirement plan decision.
Greg Smith and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
6:25, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and J.R. Russ is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Marianne. The major roadways still look pretty good so far. However, wind advisories are up for high-profile vehicles. Still working a water main break northwest, 27th Street closed between K and Virginia Avenue. Also expected affecting northbound lanes of Rock Creek Parkway at Virginia Avenue. And another water main break due to the cold weather. Falls Church, Leesburg Pike, westbound between Carlin Springs and Columbia Pike. Crews still working a crash, Fort Washington, Livingston Road at Chalfont, and traffic lights out northwest, 16th and Military, Greenbelt Road and Walker Drive in Greenbelt, and Hyattsville, Landover Road and Annapolis Road. Everything else pretty quiet so far this morning. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Bitter cold air in place now. Windy, wind chill advisory, wind chills below zero this morning. 21 degrees this afternoon, still gusty winds, 30 to maybe 40 plus miles per hour. Another wind chill advisory tonight, a clear sky, 9 above, suburbs even colder. Once again, wind chills below zero. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, it is cold. It is 13. It feels like minus 4 at 6:26 on WMAL.
Sean Spicer, the former White House press secretary, was on SC Cup's headline news show yesterday, having a conversation about this whole Steve Bannon kerfuffle about Sloppy Steve. And this is what he had to say. And he had, what he has trouble with, the same thing I have trouble with, which is Bannon hasn't denied any of this. And that's highly suggestive. Here he is.
Well, and Bannon hasn't denied any of it.
Right, and I was going to say, I mean, the other issue right now is, you know, you play that clip from Steve, and while he may continue to say he's a supporter of the president and his agenda, what we didn't hear is a denial. And that's, that is what, as a PR person, troubles me.
Yeah,
there denial.
He's got beef with that, rightfully so. And then additionally, Spicer jumped in on the allegations in the book that Melania was in tears, that she didn't want Trump to be president of the United States on election night and otherwise. Here is Sean Spicer.
I was around them, not in every instance by any means.
Right.
But the idea that, you know, Melania Trump was the one who encouraged President Trump to run for office. She was very supportive of this. The idea that she was crying is nonsense. Mm-hmm. She's been very supportive of her president, of the president, of his agenda, and of him personally.
Right.
I found that. Well, although I have to say, as I said yesterday, though, the pictures of her, she just looked very... Now, that may just be her demeanor. I don't know. I don't know the woman at all. But I thought when she came out at the RNC, she just had that look like, oh, why am I here? Like she wanted to be anywhere but there. She didn't look super happy. She wasn't smiling and waving and everything. She came out like, okay... I can't believe we're doing this.
I think she's probably used to a lot of glamour. So nothing is totally novel to her. She's led a pretty unique life. I do want to more on this whole Steve Bannon thing and all of the drama of this week. I'll be interested. 8:05 this morning, we're going to talk to Ken Cuccinelli. He's the head of the Senate Conservatives Fund. Remember, they endorsed Roy Moore in Alabama too, alongside Steve Bannon. Interested to find out what he thinks of Bannon and all of this. And Brett Baer joins us at 8:35, and that'll be an important conversation as he breaks down the week behind us and what's ahead.
6:29 on WMAL.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-457-1337. That's 800-457-1337. 800-457-1337. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Coming up, we'll be joined by Derek Cohen. He is the director of Right on Crime. We're going to discuss what Jeff Sessions just did with President Obama's marijuana policy. 6:30, WMAL News is coming up next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. It's another bitterly cold day today with temperatures in the teens or lower and a dangerous wind chill factor in play. Now, the federal government is open today, but many schools are not.
In Maryland, these schools are closed this morning. Calvert, Charles, Prince George's, and St. Mary's County schools. These schools opening 2 hours late. Anne Arundel, Carroll, Frederick, Howard, and Montgomery County schools. In Virginia, these schools are closed. Fairfax, Fauquier, Fredericksburg, Loudoun, Manassas City, Park, Prince William, Spotsylvania, and Stafford County schools all closed. These schools 2 hours late, Alexandria, Arlington, and Falls Church. Get a complete list of closings and delays at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews in the WMAL Storm Center.
Well, due to publicity and attempts by the Trump administration to halt its publication, Fire and Fury, the new book is being released today.
Aside from the Steve Bannon controversy, a reader will find tales of a West Wing where aides wonder if President Trump is competent and up to the job, where chaos reigns and the president is fixated on media coverage. There's an unflattering portrait of Bannon's nemesis, Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner, based on the eldest daughter's personal desires to run for president. The opinion of the book from the press secretary here, it's full of lies and tabloid trash. Bob Costantini, The White House.
Maryland's governor and Virginia's governor-elect are among several governors who are calling on the Trump administration to leave their states out of a plan to expand offshore oil drilling. The Trump administration is moving to expand offshore drilling from the Atlantic Ocean to the Arctic Ocean. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 25,075, the NASDAQ at 7,078. Sports sponsored by LifeLock, Maryland falls to top-ranked Michigan State. The Maryland women win again, beating Iowa. The Wizards are in Memphis tonight. The Caps have the night off. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Some mornings, opening your eyes is hard, but LifeLock's eyes are already open to a wide range of identity threats. Stuff you can't see by just monitoring your credit. If something happens, U.S.-based specialists can work to fix it. Go to LifeLock.com and use promo code RISK to save 10%.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry started over a decade ago because I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population, those individuals who had a fear associated with previous dental experiences. It's estimated over 1 in 10 adults are so fearful of receiving treatment that they'll only seek it when they experience an extreme dental emergency, like a broken tooth or an abscess. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, and we interact with these patients a little differently. with much more of a TLC approach. The McMillan difference is empathy. My highly trained staff treats patients like members of their own family. We listen, we don't judge, and we strive to make our patients feel completely comfortable during their procedures, ranging from general and cosmetic dentistry to full mouth implants. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Everybody has dreams, a fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with travel photos, ticket stubs, and little moments of glory. Keepsake memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn these dreams into reality. University of Maryland University College offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area.
Our next undergraduate session starts January 8th. Our advisors can help you develop the right plan for you to earn a respected degree from a public state university. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Hi, I'm Charles Mann. For athletes like me, playing every down in a pro game is like getting in a car accident. After years of playing football in Washington, my body is broken. I've had countless surgeries and joint replacements. I've been looking for a non-surgical treatment since I ended my career. I heard a radio ad for a seminar about alternative treatment. It's called regenerative medicine, which stimulates your own body to heal and repair itself. No surgery, no more pain. That got my attention. I went to a seminar to learn firsthand all about it. Now you too can benefit and receive this treatment. This is the same procedure that pro athletes use to quickly and effectively recover from injury. If you're looking to eliminate your pain and arthritis, or if you thought surgery was your only option, take the first step like I did. Call 410-787-7250. Register for the next seminar and learn more about this breakthrough procedure. Seating is limited. Register now by calling 410-787-7250 and start living life again.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's J.R. Russ in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
This report sponsored by Davison Invention Services. Got an idea for a new product or app? Get it off the ground before it's too late. Call Davison for your free idea starter kit. 800-294-7417. 800-294-7417. We've got a crash on the George Washington Parkway inbound just past 123 now. That's on the Maryland side, of course, and the right lane is blocked. Water main breaks, 27th Street closed between K and Virginia, also affecting Rock Creek Parkway. And Falls Church, water main break, Leesburg Pike between Carlin Springs Road and Columbia Pike. Otherwise, major roadways looking pretty good. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds and sunshine today, windy with a wind chill advisory. Wind chills below zero this morning. This afternoon, only 21 degrees. Winds could gust over 40 miles an hour. Bitter cold night tonight, 9 above. Still, a wind chill advisory comes back into effect for the overnight and early morning tomorrow. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 11 in Warrenton, 11 in Greenbelt, 13 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning and happy Friday to you. Joining us at 7:05, it is Kirk Cox. He is the Virginia House of Delegates Speaker Designee. At 7:35, Gary Byrne, former Secret Service agent. At 8:05, it's Ken Cuccinelli. And at 8:35, Brett Baer. I'm Mary Walter here with Vince Colonese.
I woke up feeling fine, cause I got
A big news for the marijuana world yesterday, which increasingly is almost every state. Jeff Sessions, the attorney general, announcing yesterday that they're going to reverse an Obama-era policy on marijuana, now allow federal prosecutors once again to go after marijuana, in this, even including in the states where it's legal. For more on this, we go to Derek Cohen. He's the director of the Center for Effective Justice and Right on Crime at the Texas Public Policy Foundation. Derek, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Nice to have you, sir. So what does this all mean to you, this reversal by the Justice Department?
Well, it's not so much of a reversal. It's more of a return to the rule of law. The original sin in this whole case, you know, goes back to 2005 in Gonzalez v. Raich, when, you know, the Supreme Court essentially read the Commerce Clause, which has already been overbroadened in Wickard v. Fillmore, essentially read the Commerce Clause as saying that the federal government had the ability to regulate intrastate use of illegal drugs under the Controlled Substances Act. You know, that created a lot of confusion, and the Holder Justice Department then passed a memo, the Cole memo as it's known, basically saying, look, if the states that have legalized this is causing confusion with the federal prosecutors, let's just not go ahead and prosecute unless it's an actual case of per se criminal activity, like with the cartels or gangs or whatever the case may be. However, you know, you can't just selectively decide what laws you want to prosecute, and that's why Attorney General Holder went ahead and reversed it.
You mean Attorney General Sessions did? Yes. Yeah, and that was my gut reaction to this yesterday. Look, I kind of buy a lot of the arguments that the pro marijuana crowd has made, especially, you know, whether it's about addiction or about specifically getting this out of the hands of the cartels. The more you legitimize it, the more you can draw tax revenue from it, the more you can keep it in legitimate markets. It's better for that industry and better for the United States. That said, you may think that. But if you want it to change, it needs to change at the federal level, right? Meaning the law has to change.
Correct. This cannot be done simply through executive fiat or Supreme Court jurisprudence. If we want to amend or repeal, as they would probably like, the Controlled Substances Act, you know, it has to be done legislatively. Otherwise, you know, and this is the whole issue with the pen and the phone agenda of the Obama administration, is that we simply need something with more legal permanence, and that only exists with legislative change.
What about the idea of states' rights? You know, the state California, the citizens of California voted for this. This is what they want in their state. Where does that come into play here? I think that's something that the right is all about, states' rights.
That is correct, and I actually couldn't agree with that point more. Simply put, though, if we look at the decisions in Wickard and then in Raich, we have an amelioration of the 10th Amendment, an amelioration of states' rights going forward. Now, that's not, you know, that's not to say that, you know, completely neuters the states' rights argument. The problem is that standing law has basically vested Congress with the authority to regulate this. And outside of any change in jurisprudence, say another case going before the Supreme Court and a decision going another way, or, you know, congressional change, you know, we're basically stuck with what we have. So the states' rights issue is important, but the attack on states' rights happened back in 1942 in Wickard and then 2005 in Raich.
We saw Colorado Senator Cory Gardner, a Republican, going hard on Jeff Sessions yesterday, including from the floor of the Senate, very upset about this, threatening to withhold various nominations within the Senate unless this is reversed. So there's a lot of consternation about this. But you look at a guy like Cory Gardner, who wants to see this changed, why wouldn't a guy like him just present legislation in the Senate?
You know, Vince, I ask the same thing myself. You know, it's easy to hold, especially in the Senate, it's easy to hold up confirmations, but you almost have to take it as a balancing act. Is it more important to make a show by what is essentially weakening the effectiveness of government by having it understaffed? Or is it smarter to actually go ahead and file that legislation? Now, we could be, you know, we don't see the icebergs beneath the surface that, you know, such an initiative won't actually get floor time. That may very well be the case. But the thing is, you at least have to attempt the legislative process before you can start, you know, this sort of package.
I mean, look, 29 states in the United States currently have illegal medical marijuana. 29 states. You would think that that's enough of a groundswell to be able to get a coalition of senators and representatives to actually back a legitimate piece of legislation. But I guess apparently the U.S. Congress doesn't have the stomach for something like that.
Completely. And the issue is more, it's not just doesn't have the stomach. I think it's more deference to kind of, you know, atavistic law. You know, the actual legalization of marijuana as a policy matter is still an open debate. And I think there's correct points on both sides. But at the very least, I think we can all agree that basically regulating an entire industry now, but regulating it through budgetary games, such as not appropriating money for the enforcement of federal marijuana laws, or doing it through you know, doing it through games with prosecutorial discretion, which is essentially what Holder did and Sessions reversed, you know, that's not the way we can actually get any sort of stability and understanding in our law. And I can understand for the U.S. attorneys, especially the ones in Colorado who had to make a statement yesterday. It's got to be confusing.
You mentioned prosecutorial discretion. Holder took prosecutorial discretion away from prosecutors. He said, don't pursue this. Sessions restored it and said, look, you can pursue this if it's within your discretion.
Exactly. And we see that a lot in a lot of the decisions that Attorney General Sessions has made, you know, with civil asset forfeiture, with mandatory minimums. You know, these are still open policy questions, but what he has done is essentially returned the Department of Justice into enforcing the law as written. And I don't think anyone on the conservative side can be against that.
All right, Derek Cohen, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Explain this to us. We'll see where it goes, because it seems like the horse is out of the barn and it ain't going back in. You know what I mean? So it's going to be interesting to see how this is handled. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
It's 6:43 on WMAL.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
Hey, it's Eric Stewart, and after 14 years at 7 a.m. on Sunday mornings, my show is moving to 8 a.m. starting January 7th, 2018. You'll still find me discussing all things real estate as Pointing You Home returns, your number one local real estate news source. Our new Senior Solutions Real Estate Show will follow, discussing how to age well and much, much more. Set your alarms, pick up your cup of coffee, and join me 8 a.m. Sunday mornings right here on WMAL.
Have I saved enough? Am I on track? We're all wondering where we stand. Get some insight from Abe Abish on Retirement Key Radio, Saturday afternoon at 2 on WMAL.
It's 6:45, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5's, J.R. Russ is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this report sponsored by Debt Hotline. If you're buried in credit card debt or student loan debt, learn how to reduce your debt to a fraction of what you owe. Call now for free advice, 800-471-0216, 800-471-0216. Well, George Washington Parkway inbound, just past 123. Crews still working an accident, blocking the right lane. Water main breaks still a problem this morning. 27th Street closed between K and Virginia Avenue in Northwest. It's also affecting Rock Creek Parkway at Virginia Avenue in the northbound lanes. And a water main break, Falls Church, Leesburg Pike between Carlin Springs and Columbia. Otherwise, looking pretty good on the major roadways. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gusty winds in the wake of our big winter storm, well, big for some of us. We continue to see now the cold air, the Arctic air spilling, a couple of real cold ones, maybe some record lows. Clouds and sunshine today, windy with a wind chill advisory, wind chills below zero this morning. This afternoon, only 21 degrees. That's the actual air temperature. Winds could gust over 40 miles an hour. Bitter cold night tonight, 9 above. Still, a wind chill advisory comes back into effect for the overnight and early morning tomorrow. Tomorrow, sunny, only 21, still fairly windy. Single digits tomorrow night, maybe some record lows, and only in the upper 20s on Sunday. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 13 degrees, but it feels like minus 4 at 6:46 on WMAL.
Another one bites the dust.
This is a sad story for me. Sears is closing over 100 more stores. Sears Holdings, which is the parent of Sears and Kmart, because they bought Kmart a while ago. They told their employees yesterday, guess what? 100 more stores are going to close this year. 64 Kmart stores and 39 Sears stores, all expected to shut between early March and April. That's really sad. And the reason that this really bothers me, because I'm a big fan of Sears. I love Sears. And I'm a big fan of Sears. And I have watched Sears just decline over the years. And they go further and further down. And there are so many things that I think Sears could do to prevent this from happening, could have prevented this from happening. And it just drives me crazy when they don't take preventative measures. They're committing suicide, as far as I'm concerned. And it's really sad. It bothers me.
Like what? I mean, it just seems so tough to, in this environment where the consumer has less and less of a reason to go to a brick and mortar store. It's hard. I realize that some are trying to update. I mean, you even see places like Amazon stretching out into the brick and mortar industry,
right,
with like Whole Foods, things like that.
Well,
but this is tough for Sears, and it almost seems like they, as you said, they've kind of been on a long decline here.
Well, they started selling Kenmore and Die Hard on Amazon.
Yeah.
Sears did. But here's the thing: they sold off Craftsman. Craftsman was Sears has had a reputation of just being so reliable. Craftsman tools are handed down from generation to generation. They sold it off. Well, why would you sell off one of your most successful aspects of your business? Why would you do that? They divested of that. Sears Automotive, diehard batteries, right? Always go to Sears Automotive. You get your diehard battery. They had a reputation from generation to generation,
yeah,
and they didn't market it to my generation. You know, they could have nostalgia. Bring back the Sears Wish Book. Make parents pay $5 for it or $10 for it. They would have for their kids.
I mean, you're right. It is funny. All the things you just said, that was all the only people who kind of learned about that, it feels like it was only through word of mouth. Like,
right,
you had, like, your parents tell you, you know, a good
back
place to
day
go,
yeah,
Sears.
Exactly. Where do you go to buy your appliances? You buy Kenmore. We always go to Sears to get our appliances, right?
Right.
So they could have spun off Kenmore as even a store. A small store, didn't have to be a big department store. They could have spun off Kenmore appliance stores. Kenmore had such a great name. They could have spun off Craftsman. And even make it an online store. They chose not to. They sold
know
it instead.
You know what I'm hearing? It sounds like Sears has a turnaround artist in their
they
future.
They blew it. I'm done with them. You know what? They didn't listen to me for years.
Mary Walter could save Sears.
Sears, you didn't have to commit suicide, and you did it anyway.
Rename it Mary's.
Macy's planning to cut 5,000 jobs, 7 new store closures. I can't help Macy's. I used to be a big Macy's shopper. I gave up on them a long time ago. I haven't shopped in Macy's in years. You know what? I gave up on Macy's when I had to walk around the store with clothes trying to find someone to take my money. That's annoying. If I'm here and I'm going to buy, you know, several outfits, spend a couple, you know, $100 or more, and I can't find someone to take my money, that's annoying.
Yeah. I've never been to a store, though, with more discounts. Please.
Well, now you know why.
1,000 coupons. It's amazing.
Now you know why. So it's kind of sad. It's part of our childhood leaving. 650 on WMAL.
Are you meeting a lot of singles, but not the right one for you? The problem with online dating is not a lack of options. It's that you spend so much time searching and swiping and messaging just to be ignored with no reason given. Stop the frustration with online dating and make real face-to-face connections. Chris Plant here, and if 2018 is the year you want to find love, it's time to turn to the professionals at It's Just Lunch. The matchmakers at It's Just Lunch get to know you and then personally hand-select matches from their exclusive database. The success of It's Just Lunch is built on creating high-quality matches in low-pressure situations. So before you know it, you'll be face-to-face with someone who shares your interests and is as serious about dating as you are. Call or text 202-466-6699. That's 202-466-6699. Or visit itsjustlunchdc.com and ask about their New Year's special offer.
Hey, it's Zoe with Health Talk with a special offer from my friends at the Roselle Center for Healing. Give the gift of health this holiday, a complete health and wellness assessment, including visits, diagnostics, screenings, and exams, all valued over $400 for just $125. Reach your goals of optimal health and wellness in 2018. Visit RoselleCare.com and click on Holiday Special to learn more and purchase. That's RoselleCare.com or call 703-698-7117.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend A Natural Approach to Knee and Hip Pain on Wednesday, January 10th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
If you've fallen behind on your taxes, you know that the IRS is already coming for their money. And they'll get it, too, by garnishing your wages or maybe even taking your home or business. They call it enforced compliance. And you'd better watch out because the penalties and interest compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Solving tax issues is all they do. One call to Optima starts the process to stop the demand letters and stop aggressive collection actions. They get to work immediately, fighting to protect your assets and helping you put your tax problems behind you. The IRS writes off millions every year, and Optima knows all the ins and outs of the IRS's tax assistance programs that could save you thousands. So what are you waiting for? Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-559-8226. 800-559-8226. 800-559-8226.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
It's 6:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk. Happy Friday, Jess.
Happy Jobs Friday. Hi, Mary. Good morning. The Dow closed above 25,000 for the first time. Futures are higher, pointing to a higher open on Wall Street. And it is Jobs Friday. Investors are waiting for this morning's December employment report. The unemployment rate is forecast to stay at a 17-year low of 4.1%. Markets are mostly higher in Europe. They closed higher in Asia. Crude oil is down more than 1%. After it rallied to a three-year high earlier this week, you may have noticed the prices at the pump ticking up. Airlines are trying to get back to normal today. A lot of people are, too, after the severe East Coast winter storm. More than 5,000 flights were canceled yesterday, and more than 1,000 are canceled this morning. NFL TV ratings are plunging, although games are still the most watched thing on regular TV. The average audience for a game this past season, though, was down by nearly 10% from the year before. Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot, the fourth highest in history at $445 million. The rules were recently changed to make it harder to win, to create bigger prizes to get your attention. Tomorrow night's Powerball jackpot is more than a $500 million. Americans spend about $80 billion a year on these lottery tickets. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
This is such a blow to investors.
Do it right now. Breaking news.
We're waiting for the market to open.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, fast-talking salespeople, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. It might be easier to ignore it or deny it, or just hold on and tough it out and see where it goes. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Let me introduce you to my good friend Coach Pete right here on the Financial Safari. Whether you're retired, approaching retirement, or haven't even thought about it, now is the time to get protection from market volatility. Meet with Coach Pete and his team, and they can help you determine how much risk you're taking, as well as potential red flags that could cause problems for you down the road. Give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
6:55, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5's, J.R. Russ is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Problems coming into town on the George Washington Parkway. Just past 123, there's an accident blocking the right lane. We've got backups all the way to the Beltway now, so use another alternate to get into town from the northwest side. Also, in northwest D.C., the 27th Street area is still closed between K and Virginia due to a broken water main and the northbound lanes of Rock Creek Parkway being affected. And in Virginia, I-95 south at 123, we've got a report that the right side of the off-ramp is blocked. So watch out for that. And another water main break, Falls Church. They're still working that. Leesburg Pike between Carlin Springs and Columbia Pike. The left lane is open. That's on the westbound side. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Now the wind and the cold. That's settling in here for a few days. Wind chills below zero this morning. Wind chill advisory will expire around midday. Mixed clouds and sunshine. High temperatures only 21. Wind chills below zero. Winds gusting over 40 miles an hour. Air temperatures in the single digits tonight, and another wind chill advisory. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, it is 13. It feels like minus 4 at 6:57 on WMAL.
ABC's Brian Ross is not back at work yet. Remember, he was suspended for 4 weeks without pay. Also,
it was a good time. It was right around Christmas, right? He was suspended for the holidays.
That's right. And nice but he time. Was also banned from ever covering President Trump again by the network, which I don't know what that leaves a reporter with in 2018. What is there to cover?
North Korea.
Outside of that, that's right. There is a lot of other stuff out there, but it is one in the dominant news story of our lifetime. President Donald Trump. He's not allowed to cover that. So. There were questions about, you know, what would he do when he returned? And, well, I guess the answer is he hasn't returned. A couple outlets, the Daily Caller, Fox News reporting that he has not returned as scheduled from that suspension for botching an exclusive report, what he called an exclusive report on Donald Trump in Russia. The allegation within the original erroneous report involved the president instructing Mike Flynn as a candidate Trump instructing Mike Flynn to start talking to Russians about foreign policy. None of that ever happened. Any conversations like that would have happened when he was president-elect, a massive error on the part of ABC, one that supposedly ABC News executives were furious over and corrected. Remember, that story comes out, the stock market dropped like 350 points on that news, and then obviously has since recovered bigly. 25,000 yesterday, the Dow hitting. But still, that was enough that ABC, again, was upset with their reporter, Brian Ross. Brian has made a variety of important mistakes through the years. In 2001, he incorrectly reported Saddam Hussein's Iraqi dictatorship may have been responsible for anthrax attacks in the United States after 9/11. 2006, he reported that former House Speaker Dennis Hastert was a target of a federal corruption probe involving Jack Abramoff. And then the Justice Department denied that, but he insisted still that Hastert's still very much in the mix of the investigation. He was never actually talked to by prosecutors. Also, did a thing about Toyota and unintended acceleration. Remember that in 2010 when we were talking about that? They doctored a video. They created a fake video of a Toyota doing this on ABC. And then he also reported in 2012 that the Colorado movie theater shooter James Holmes may have had ties to the Tea Party movement. Of course, that was utter nonsense. So
in that one, he took another guy named Jim Holmes, who was part of on the Facebook Colorado Tea Party site. He was on the Tea Party site, and his name was Jim Holmes.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Well, if this is the same Holmes, I don't know if this is the same Jim Holmes, but this is Jim Holmes." So that poor guy, Jim Holmes of Aurora, Colorado, who was part of the Colorado Tea Party, is like, "No, not me. Not me."
It doesn't sound like Brian Ross is coming back to work. This is one of those classic television exits. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, we're going to be talking to the Virginia House of Delegates Speaker Designee, Kirk Cox, just after the break here.
It is now 7 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. The federal government is open today, this cold day after the snow. But thanks to that dangerous wind chill factor, most area school systems are opening late or not at all.
We start in Northern Virginia, where these schools are closed today. Fairfax, Fauquier, Fredericksburg, Loudoun, Manassas City, and Manassas Park. Prince William, Spotsylvania, and Stafford County schools all closed. These schools 2 hours late, Alexandria, Arlington, and Falls Church. In Maryland, these schools are closed. Calvert, Charles, Prince George's, and St. Mary's counties. These schools opening 2 hours late, Anne Arundel, Carroll, Frederick, Howard, and Montgomery County schools. Get a complete list of closings and delays at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews in the WMAL Storm Center.
President Trump says a new book about the first year of his presidency is full of what he calls lies, misrepresentations, and sources that don't exist.
The Trump administration attempting to discredit the book, which contains stunning new allegations about the president's firsthand involvement in crafting a misleading statement about the now infamous June 2016 meeting between top Trump staffers and Russians.
Correspondent Joe Johns. In a late night tweet, Mr. Trump said, quote, "I authorize zero access to White House. Actually turned him down many times for author of phony book. I never spoke to him for book." And then the president went on to say, "Look at this guy's past. And watch what happens to him and Sloppy Steve." North Korea has accepted South Korea's proposal for official talks in what will be the first high-level contact between the two countries in over 2 years.
The first item on the agenda, getting a North Korean delegation here to South Korea for the Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang, which kick off in just over a month. The hope here in South Korea, though, is that these initial discussions will lead to more discussions.
Correspondent Will Ripley. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser is touting a better city in her third annual accountability report.
Mayor Bowser says the city has two top priorities:
public schools and public safety.
The mayor noting crime is down and 911 service is improving.
Last year, I told you we would add more ambulances and improve the training of our first responders, and we did.
Bowser says D.C. students are getting more math.
We're bolstering our investment in our middle schools and our high schools with stronger algebra.
Bowser says she's proud to be the city's mayor. Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
Loudoun County supervisors are considering ways they can keep their meetings from going on and on late into the night. So the board has voted to limit public comment to a total of just 30 minutes. Supervisor Ron Meyer voted for the limitation.
We have to do something. And the truth is that the one person who has concern about this has come up with no alternative to make sure we're not conducting business when 95 to 100% of this county is asleep.
But Supervisor Phyllis Randall voted no.
If we want to decrease meetings, maybe we should talk less.
Up till now, the board has had no limit on the time allotted for public comments. And Maryland's Attorney General says it's not clear yet what is going to happen to Maryland's medical marijuana program now that the Trump administration has signaled a crackdown on legalizing marijuana by the states. Pot remains illegal under federal law, but the Obama administration had looked the other way as states gradually eased their marijuana laws. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 25,075, the NASDAQ at 7,078. Sports, college basketball, the Maryland men fall to number one Michigan State. The Maryland women win their 12th straight, beating Iowa. NBA, the Wizards are in Memphis tonight. WMAL News Time 704.